At the conclusion of a two-day meeting yesterday in Cairo, Egypt, the Forces for Freedom and Change, or FFC, agreed to initiate a political process to end the fighting and call for unity among civilian pro-democracy forces. Jafar Hassan, FFC Central Committee spokesperson, says the group is trying to establish a civilian-led front to restore peace and democracy in the country.
If we stop the war today, it's better than tomorrow, because at the end of the day, we will lose this country, and this war could lead to a wider civil war. All the indications are leading to this day by day.
At a press briefing in Cairo Tuesday, Tijani Assisi, a prominent political figure in the FFC, accused some countries that have attempted to mediate between the Sudanese military factions of being biased.
All the mechanisms that tried to intervene in solving the Sudan's crisis were not neutral. We have been telling them in their face on several occasions that their mechanisms to end Sudan's conflict are biased. We are even convinced that they are part of the ongoing war and destruction in Sudan.
Another member of the Democratic Bloc, Nuruddin Taha, downplayed the Cairo resolutions and even asserted that the FFC shares in the blame for the ongoing war. Speaking on Al-Hadath TV channel last night, Taha says Sudan cannot achieve lasting peace if there is no inclusive political process to address the root causes of the conflict. Khartoum resident Muhammad Kandasha welcomes the Cairo declaration, saying if implemented, it will restore civilian authority in Sudan.
Sincerely, this war should be a lesson learned to all leaders so that we avoid the disaster that occurred in the country. This war has impacted severely on general lives, including the huge cultural heritage of Khartoum.
A statement released on Tuesday by Clementine Salami, the humanitarian coordinator in Sudan, says the protection of civilians remains a key concern, with reports of sexual and gender-based violence rising, as well as reports of family separation and child recruitment by military forces. It also says health facilities lack sufficient staff and supplies and are barely functional in some areas. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Juba.